Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're talking about what's happening in Egypt and how right now the Muslim Brotherhood is rioting and they're attacking Christians and blaming Christians for what everyone in the region knows and everyone around the world knows, that it's other Muslims that did not want the Muslim Brotherhood in charge and did not want Morsi in charge of Egypt. But they're not attacking them. They're attacking Christians, and they're burning down church buildings. 20 of them have been utterly destroyed. Mm-hmm. They've burnt Bibles, and they're killing them. They want to remove them completely. And it's the same exact thing that Hitler was doing in Germany when he was trying to exterminate the Jews. Blamed everything on the Jews. Well, listen, we can't forget not only about the Christians, our brothers and sisters, but we also can't forget about the apple of God's eye in Israel, and to see that this has been a long, worn-out strategy. And we have a video that we want to share with you from Prager University, where they talk specifically about how the UN has been used, really, by the enemy to come against Israel. I mean, there's a strategy. If you didn't know this, you'd be surprised. You'd listen like, is this for real? But there's a strategy being waged, and this video is an unveiling. It's kind of showing you exactly what is happening so that we can be educated, we can share with others, and we can certainly pray. Listen up, Prager University.
There are 193 countries in the United Nations today. Of these, one has been singled out as an especially egregious offender of the organization's mandate to preserve and enhance human freedom and tolerance. Can you guess which it is? It has about 7 million citizens, of whom a fifth are Arab. The government is vibrantly democratic, its press wide open, and religious freedom fully respected. Women have equal rights and gays live openly. The answer is Israel. Here are some facts. 38% of all the resolutions of the United Nations Human Rights Council, the UN's top human rights body, that are critical of specific countries have been directed at Israel alone. The Council has a permanent agenda that governs every regular session. This agenda is composed of 10 items, one of which is always reserved for criticizing Israel. Between 2006, when the Council was created, and 2012, it published 48 reports condemning Israel. During that same period, there were 9 reports on Syria's mass killings and torture of its own citizens, 3 on Iran's genocide-threatening regime, and not one on, for example, China, which denies more than 1 billion people elementary freedoms. I could go on, but I think you get the idea. So we are faced with a choice. Either there's something very wrong with Israel that I'm not telling you about, or there's something very wrong with the United Nations that you should know about. Let's look into the history of both. First, Israel. Ever since its establishment, voted for by the United Nations, by the way, in 1948, Israel has had to fight its neighbors solely in order to survive. It has endured innumerable acts of terrorism, the most intense from 2000 to 2005, the so-called Second Intifada, in which children and other innocents were blown up in places like pizza parlors and buses and at weddings. It still suffers from rocket attacks against civilians from the Gaza Strip, which is controlled by a terror group, Hamas, whose stated reason for existence is to destroy Israel. Israel has developed a strong military and a web of security fences and walls to protect itself. Do these security measures cause hardships to people who must deal with this network? Yes, they do. Israel would like nothing better than to tear all these fences and walls down. But bitter experience informs it as to what would happen if it did. Is Israel a perfect country? Of course not. But it is one of the freest and most open societies in the world. That's Israel's history. Here's the UN's. In 1949, when the UN admitted Israel as a member state, the UN had 58 member countries and a clear democratic and pro-Western orientation. Today, the UN has 193 member countries, most of which are not even free. Among its many negative changes, the UN changed the principle of self-determination from a post-World War II, post-Holocaust human rights principle to a tool to wield against the West, especially against Israel. The Palestinians became the very paradigm of the oppressed, and Israel became the great oppressor. This reached its fullest expression at the notorious Durban Conference, held in South Africa in 2001. The Durban Conference was billed as a UN world conference against racism and intolerance, but it turned into an orgy of anti-Israel and anti-Jew propaganda. Of all the bad actors in the world, the final Durban Declaration found one state guilty of racial discrimination. You guessed it, Israel. The Durban Declaration, however, remains to this day the centerpiece of the UN's allegedly anti-racism agenda. There's only one country in the world whose very legitimacy is questioned. Only one country that is openly threatened with annihilation. That country is Israel. And what has the United Nations done about it? Worse than nothing. It has itself become a global platform for anti-Semitism and the destruction of the Jewish state. I'm Ann Bayefsky, director of the Turo Human Rights Institute for Prager University.
Isn't that amazing? What you're seeing is an all-out attack on Israel by the UN. It's 193 nations. And for one nation to be singled out repeatedly, over and over and over again, I mean, come on, catch a clue.
Amazing.
38% of all human rights violations have to do with Israel? What, really? Really? They combat enemies. We've talked often about living in the crosshairs of Israel. That they live. Israel lives in the crosshairs of their enemies.
Right.
And they constantly live with any day with, you know, with a cloud over them that they can be attacked and killed on any given day. This should not be.
Mm-mm.
This should not be. And listen, I think it's time to get the UN completely out of the United States, for the United States to get out
of it. Yeah, exactly.
Get out of the UN and get that thing, just get it out of here. Get it out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not doing anything good. It's
useless.
Completely useless.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing an all-out global attack. I mean, this Durban conference they had in 2001, it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. Supposedly, it's supposed to be an anti-racism thing. And you show up to the conference, you're trying to play nice, and they make you the target of this conference and say that Israel is being racist.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, the Bible says we perish for lack of knowledge. Listen, this is knowledge. You're being exposed so that you can not only you know for yourself, but you can be like an Akea Lee. We talked about and had a segment with Akea Lee, mm-hmm. where she spoke in Washington, D.C. for Christians United for Israel, and she was able to speak, oh my goodness, with intelligence,
yeah.
with facts,
boldness.
with boldness and passion for Israel. And it's going to take believers like that to be able to, listen, believe it or not, a lot of people don't know what's going on. I mean, just face the fact. Face the fact that a lot of people are caught up watching television programs or watching the latest reality program, and they don't know what's happening in the world, and you're going to have to tell them. You're going to have to tell them not only what's happening, but you're going to have to tell them God's perspective and how we need to, you know, approach the times in which we live in. And in particular, the Middle East. This is not going away. This is not going away. And if we can get the word out, like a KLE, we need more KLEs out there that are willing to stand bold on college campuses, at your workplaces, in your local communities, in your churches, to say, listen, I'm not going to stand by. I'm not going to stop by. Not again. Am I going to stand by and see the persecution of a people like that? Listen, the Holocaust was enough. It was enough. You know, I saw a recent article, and I hope that we can share this some more. We're coming close to the end of the extra hour. Listen, they were so evil. Talking about Hitler and his crew, they were so evil that they literally had this training school for women, how they can be the perfect Nazi wives, okay? I mean, this is horrific. This just all came out recently. And they were actually, they had women that were birthing supposedly this Aryan nation. Mm-hmm. And they were just having children, just it was like a factory. I mean, this stuff is like, there's more unveiling. And I don't know the exact years that Hitler was in power, but I think it was close to a decade. Either a little under or a little over a decade, and to see how much evil was done and established in such really, and you talk about the scheme of life and history in such a short amount of time. Let me tell you something, when the enemy is united, you need to be careful because they can accomplish things too. But I'll tell you that greater is he that's in you, greater is he that's in me, if you know Jesus Christ, than he that's in the world. And if we stand for God, stand for truth, and stand for Israel, let me tell you something. God will bless us. He will bless us. Those that bless Abraham will be blessed. Stand with Israel and understand that there is a real present evil that wants to wipe out Christians and the Jews.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.